The words dying and death are kind of sides of a two-headed coin or a two-sided coin, but you think they should be distinctly separated. Explain why.
Yes, I really believe they're two different concepts. The dying concept is one where a person is not dead, they are alive, but they go through a process of losing their life and they arrive at the point of death. Kubler-Ross did a lot of work with what we call limited life expectancy patients, and those patients went through usually stages that begin with anger and go to bargaining and depression, but they always end up at acceptance, accepting the fact that this is final, even when their family members don't. On the other hand, death is not a hospice concept, even though a lot of people think it is. Death is really a funeral service concept. Funeral homes are licensed in every state to have a sanitary disposal of the body. So the person has died, the body is being disposed of, and it's because of death. So the concepts are really dramatically different. And let me point out one more thing with this. People that are dying, their family members are grieving. It's what we call anticipatory grief. And they grieve the patient's loss of mobility. They grieve the patient's loss of cognitive function and physical functions. Many times a hospice patient will be confined to bed. And so family members actually start grieving. And there was a researcher by the name of Teresa Rando who wrote a number of books. And in her research, she found out that after the death of a hospice patient or a patient who has a limited life expectancy, that the survivors had a less duration of grief. Now, I'm not trying to say that when a person dies over a period of time, that death is easier to accept than one that has a sudden death. I don't think there is any easy death. There is absolutely no easy death. But I am saying that in terms of the griever, the research seems to imply that the duration of a person's grief after the death of someone that has been in the process of dying, not a sudden death, those survivors will have less duration. And that's all because, Eli, it's all because they had a period of anticipatory grief.